So, these are our French Open predictions. We are making these before the draw has come out.
Yep. Ignore earlier today when we talked about the draw.
When we talked about the draw. So, mostly due to laziness and technology troubles, we cannot keep going back
and
forth.
And we need to go have a beer. So, we're ripping through
these. We are ripping through these. I want just gut vibes. So, let's start with Olga Runa.
My gut vibe is it's either... We'll know in the first round if it's going to be a big tournament for him or a horrible tournament for him. If he's all concentrated and he knows what he's doing and he's disciplined, he'll rip through his first couple of rounds and fly deep into the quarters.
Mm. I think Rune is going to make the quarters and lose in a heartbreaking loss.
Number nine, ranked number nine, it's Demon, Alex Demonor. Not a super notable clay season, but he also really only lost to the top clay quarters, as in quarters, not quarters. And I believe that he will do the same thing here. He'll beat everyone he should, and if he runs into a real strong dirt baller, he'll take the L.
I completely agree. No one in his little quarter of the draw is going to beat him. He's in a very tasty section of the... of the draw that hasn't come out yet.
Well deserved.
But yeah, quarterfinals.
A good draw.
Quarterfinals, and then he's just going to get hammered by Jack Draper, unless Hubert Hurkacz can beat Jack, which I think is possible.
I think that's possible.
And then
too.
I think that Demon is actually a favorite against Hurkacz.
Oh, 100p.
That's just how
tournaments work. Because he'll keep the ball in.
Yeah. Moving on, the Moose. The Moose, I think, also has a pretty tasty draw. I think that...
Semis, for sure.
Yeah, I think he's going to glide all the way to the semis. Who, if I'm looking at this, can really get after him?
I call him a top three, top four... Oh, top three clay quarter right now.
For sure. I don't think anyone's going to... Unless Mahatch goes on a monumental tear, and even then I don't think he'd beat him, I see him going on to the semis.
I don't think Mahatch... Even if he's really peaking, I think... Musetti's B game is enough to beat Mahatch on clay, the way he's been playing right now.
Yeah. The only guy I'm worried
about...
Injury
is a risk, obviously.
The only guy I'm worried about as far as the semis goes is obviously Jensen Brooksby, who is my GOAT.
Yep.
Moving on, we've got Casper Ruud, the winner of Madrid.
I think he'll play solid... He'll do what he needs to do.
I did pick him to win in our first podcast.
Which is insane.
And I edited out like the portion where I said, just kidding.
He could lose to Pomperin if Pomperin peaks.
Yeah. That's what I always
say
about Casper.
I don't think anyone else is, even if they peak, is really going to beat him. Like, Khachanov would really have to have a day. And I don't think
I don't see Khachanov ever beating him.
I don't think Tommy Paul has it, though he does have his truck back.
I think Tommy Paul is another example of matchups where he really gave Sinner problems, and Casper Ruud got demolished by him. But I think Tommy Paul does not match up well against Ruud on clay.
I don't think so either.
I think he's going to make it through to the quarterfinals, no problem, and then get demolished by Carlos Alcaraz.
Yeah, in straights.
Yeah. Djoko, another guy who has a pretty tasty little half of the draw, I think. He is going to be playing Matthew McDonald first round. That actually
is
a little bit
tougher. Oh, I'm looking forward to Djokovic-Mutet. Holy moly, that will be the best match ever.
I think McDonald could be tough in five. McDonald is fit.
But McDonald hasn't been playing a ton.
Yeah, I think he should get through that. I think he should get through this whole thing. I mean, unless Chapo can go on a bender.
No, that won't happen.
That'd be insane.
Honestly, I think Mutet could beat him.
But like the other guy in Djokovic's...
Who did Mutet just beat?
He beat Runa, which isn't... That's like beating Djokovic right now.
It is. So he could do it.
I don't know. I think Djokovic gets through all the way. I think he...
He does have a good draw.
Like... Who else is there? Zverev might not, or actually probably won't make it. I mean, he's got the god of clay, Daniil Medvedev. I don't think that
that Medvedev could be a long ass match, though.
Could be. I mean, I think that Djokovic would lose
that
or
could
win
be the
that,
match
the
that
war kind
puts
of
Djokovic into retirement.
I think he can make the semifinals. I think that's my prediction.
I think
Djokovic
can, yeah.
Semifinals is my lock.
He knows how to peak for these tournaments. You've said it before.
Right now, and I think that he could beat. I think he could beat Alcaraz. I don't know if he could beat Sinner.
I don't think he can beat Alcaraz on clay.
Okay.
In five.
Jack Draper.
Jackie boy.
I think, you know what? Jack, my boy, has had some good runs here. But I think that he, I don't know. I just got a weird vibe. I'm picking Gael Monfils.
Really?
That's my crazy pick. And I'm saying Gael Monfils is going to win against Jack Draper.
I don't think that will happen. I think Jack's got... Didn't Jack beat him at Indian Wells?
Yeah. Who cares? This is in France,
I don't
baby.
Think Monfils necessarily performs for the French
I think
crowd.
Gael... I think Ruud showed that pushing can exhaust Jack. Jack is not a physical longevity man.
That's only because he's the best pusher
in
the world.
This is a best of five sets on clay. Gael is one of the best pushers.
No, I think Jack's gonna clear the section and play Sinner in the quarters.
Here's my pick: Gael Monfils beats Jack in the second round, goes on to beat Hubert Hurkacz, and ends up losing to Alex de Minaur in the round of 16. We'll then go.
So you got Demon. Playing Sinner in the quarters.
I've got Demon handing over a game to Sinner, just walking off the court with, I think, four games total.
I liked his presser after losing to Sinner at the Australian Open. Like, he really was, like, disappointed with himself. Not in the way that Zverev was, where Zverev just thought he was the worst, but in a way, like, I want to beat this guy.
Listen, Demon is a professional. He applies what he learns, but at the end of the day, they're playing on clay where lack of pace shows itself even more, and I think Sinner is just going to simply blow him off the court. We've got... Oh, you're adjusting for sun?
Yeah, it's gotten dark.
Where do you see Fritz fitting into this, Beckett?
I see Fritz taking an early L. He hasn't been playing well. Clay is not where he wants to be, that's for sure.
He plays Altmaier first round. Do you see him having any trouble in these early matches?
He could lose to Altmaier, honestly. Like, Altmaier knows how to play on clay. He could lose to
Montero.
Yeah, Thiago Montero he could lose to.
Mickelson?
I think he'll be able to beat Mickelson. Like, as an American player, he really won't want to lose to him. Honestly, this is like a relatively open section, and I legitimately would not be surprised if Brooksby cleared it.
I would love that. I would be so happy if Brooksby's playing Musetti.
I would lose
Brooksby
my mind.
Brooksby Musetti quarter?
I would lose my mind.
I would lock in for
We'd
that.
Fly to Paris to watch
it. Fly to Paris to watch Brooksby play.
I'm sure Slenko could get us like some sort of pass.
That's the greatest thing that ever happened to me, and I think Brooksby could lull Musetti into all of his old bad habits and potentially beat him.
All right.
He could potentially make the semifinals.
Brooksby, semi, 10-com, locking it in. I'm calling Zverev to instantly lose to Teen.
I'm calling it too. Teen is going to lull Zverev. He's going to make this the pusher's paradise.
Yeah.
And then Zverev is just going to have all of these results that he keeps going through wash over his shoulders time after time, every major that's slipped
away. How many
away,
times is he going to throw up that. Before the match?
Oh, at least 100 if he loses. I just think Zverev is having nightmares about every single big point right now. He has no ability to take any risk in the big moments, and then when he realizes he should have taken a risk, it didn't. He takes way too much risk and sprays it. He's all over the place. Zverev is losing first round, and it's tough to see.
All right, Sinner, Alcaraz. I assume we're both picking them for the finals.
Yeah.
Who are you picking to win, and how many sets?
Listen, a lot of people saw what Sinner did in the final in Rome and said, ooh, he's rusty. Ooh, he's this, he's that. I thought he got better and better. If I could come back after 90 days of not playing and lose to Alcaraz, I'd take that result any day. I think Alki just knows how to play Sinner, though, and he still is that one guy who can just keep Sinner on his toes. He doesn't let Sinner just play that hammer at home game and get into that groove. But with that being said, I don't know. I just don't see Sinner being stopped on this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think he's going to push through it?
Like, I think he's going to push
strategically
through.
What do you think he's going to do differently? Because, like, the clay in Rome is not that different from the clay in Paris, generally. Mm-hmm. So, like, what do you think? What's the change going to be?
I don't know how much of a change he needs to make. I think physically he started to struggle a little bit in the final.
Yeah, that for sure happened. The blister, the hamstring.
And I think that as long as he's healthy going into this, he should be able to get a few matches under his belt, get that 2 days rest per, which I think is huge. I know a lot of people say that somehow it's more tiring, but I think having those rest days is huge.
It is.
Keeping you fresh, especially as you're developing.
But he
back
had
into
those
it.
In Rome too. Rome was a 2 week Masters.
True. But I think that.
But he'll be more used to playing.
Exactly. He's getting a little bit more under his belt. I don't know. I think that he's just cool. He's just cool as a cucumber. I think that his serve is going to continue to eat away. And he's just not going to have the same problems. I don't foresee him having the same problems that. I think he kind of panicked a little bit.
I think he panicked.
In Rome.
Yeah, he panicked.
I think that he started to push for too much when he realized Alki wasn't going to go away, and I don't see him doing that. I just see
you
him getting back to
the
basics,
and
he's just going to keep hammering it, and I think Alki's backhand's going to get eaten up just like Prime Joker used to do, and he's going to make it a miserable time for Alcaraz.
I think it's going to be Alki in four. I'm picking Carlitos to continue to employ the right strategies to keep Sinner off balance. I think Alcaraz is the only player on tour that Sinner fears to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that showed. And I think that might show again. But I'm not like 100% confident in my prediction. I think it's the most likely outcome of all the variables.
Like for me, when I say Sinner's going to beat Alcaraz, I'm like 55-45.
Yeah.
Maybe at most.
Yeah.
And that's if I'm feeling really confident. I think if Sinner's going to win, I'd want to see him win in four. I think if you get to five, I think all the results of Alki beating Sinner are going to creep into his mind. I think Rome's going to creep into his mind. He might tighten up. Also, I still don't think he's in the prime physically. He's just been away for too long, and this is quite soon on the comeback. I want to see Sinner win the first set for sure. And then I think he's going to have to win the third and the fourth. I don't think Alki's going to lose the second.
So you think he'll get done for?
I think he'll get done for.
Let us know who you think is going to win and prove it to us by joining our tweener league.
Seriously, join the league. It's free to play. Our link is in the bio. You can talk with us. We have a group chat that I'm active in. Beckett is less so. But we all just talk shit to each other.
We get money for every sign up.
That's
also
true.
So
we
it's like legitimately, if you just want to not play but you want to hook a brother up, that's one way you could do it.
And if you grind it out, you get enough coins, you can buy yourself some cheap sneaks.
Yeah, and we do mostly reinvest all the money into the show. Do we have any questions from the last pod, or should we just wrap?
We had almost no one watch the last pod, so we'll wrap it up.
We're wrapping it up.
If you do have questions, or if you just want to say something funny, shout us out. Leave a comment. I will put it on the end of the podcast. We will address you. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Stole you.